From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French voters are heading to polls today, deciding their next president. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports.
This is a very important election for France because essentially voters are going to decide whether France should stay the course of globalization, whether it should stay in the EU, or whether it should find its way outside of it, much like Britain did almost a year ago. This has been a very divisive election in which you have the centrist candidates proposing remaining engaged with Europe, but with a reformed EU. And on the other hand, of course, the reason why so many people around the world are watching this election is because in case the polls are wrong and in case Marine Le Pen wins this election, we would see France take a very sharp turn in a different direction.
The campaign of French presidential frontrunner Emmanuel Macron says it was targeted by a massive and coordinated computer hacking operation on the eve of the final round of voting for the country's next president. Top U.S. and Russian military officials say they have agreed to revive a previous agreement intended to prevent any mid-air incidents by warplanes from the two countries flying over Syria. Statements in Washington and Moscow Saturday said General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke by phone with his Russian counterpart and that they agreed to fully restore an agreement on using Syrian airspace that had been in force from late 2015 through most of last year. The two senior generals also discussed the recent agreement in which Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed on a Kremlin-proposed plan to reduce the violence in Syria. This is VOA News.